Wake Up America is I Los Work, and this is Stuck in America. And today, I want to get right into it. First, I'm going to give you a brief real quick. Stuck in America is about pushing the concepts and constructs, or whatever that word supposed to mean, about life, you know what I mean? Pushing it to the limit. And also, it's to inspire, uplift, and get you going into that direction. I am a creative, and I always take a lot of risks, and I'm a risk taker. And I would want, you know, I would want to inspire. I feel like we're locked inside of a time frame, and I'm starting to question everything. I don't know if Stuck in America is something that it's now opening me up. I feel like words are real powerful. So like sometimes we use words, you'd be like, all right, yo, I'm gonna be famous, and you're gonna be famous. I was saying that I was gonna be famous for the past like 2-3 years. You can ask anybody that really know me. And I don't want to be famous for the sake of fame, more so than just to get my family out of this thing, to set some generational wealth up. And this is something I feel like I can use my full capabilities to get there. However, you know, fame seems like the one that's the most attractive. But recently, I want to talk about Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia recently said that they have frozen his debit cards. He can't get into his socials, and they trying to come for him. Now, listen, right now people are making it about his mental health. And I think, yes, that's a part of it. But I don't think we should exclusively eliminate the idea that this man is saying something that is important. He did say that, you know, he believed in Jesus Christ and he was protected by Jesus. And I just want to say, and he also mentioned on the Breakfast Club,
like, I had a supernatural spiritual experience. It don't make no sense. Like, then I just got depressed because I didn't know what happened to me. I always believe in God, though. I'm very spiritual. Absolutely. I feel energy, like, quick. I could just know what you're going to say before you say it. It's crazy. But this time, it was just something different. It was like, yo, okay, this is real. It's happening to me. And then it just took me time to, like, process it. Mm-hmm. And then come back to God and say, what was that?
And he mentioned that he's special, that he has some awakening, that he has some calling that happened in his life. Now, that is most definitely true, because we were seeming before. I used to be seeming. That's a word right there I used to be seeming, but I ain't seeming no more. Come on, preach with me. So all of us have a divine purpose. I believe that. But again, as in the flesh, we are capsuled in time. And today, we're going to talk about church. And the reason why we're going to talk about church, because I feel like, for me, I went to church, right? And church has become a great part of my life. And not only church, but not church, for real. But the Bible and the Word has become a great part in my life. And it has opened a door for a lot of things for me. But I don't know. Look at this video where this man is preaching about Gorilla. And I'm like, yo, listen. Is the church real anymore? Is it real? Like, for real? Like, is it real? You go to the church pages, you see everybody smiling. But those same people sometimes be in places they shouldn't be. But who's to say that they shouldn't be there? And one time I was at the Breakfast Club and I wanted to ask T.D. Jakes a question. The question was, like, you know, kind of, I forgot what the question was actually, but the question was in the realms of like, yo, can you go to church and still be blah, 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 blah? And his response was like, the church is not monolithic. Like, just like black people aren't monolithic. Like, the church is like brought up of all these different things and different type of characters and different kind of truths that people believe in, you know? So, and I used to think that when I was going to church, like, yo, we're all praying together, but I'm sure that some people don't believe the same stuff that I believe. And we're in the same building. And I was young, but you're like, yo, is the church real anymore? What is your opinion about the church? What do you think about the church? Do you think the secular things or circular, whatever the word is, things that are in the world should be brought into the church? Or is it impossible for that not to happen? Like, every time new dances are created, all this stuff is in the church. And it's used to say, come to our church, because not only are we cool, not only are we hip, but we have people here that have changed their life, but they still do them dances that they learned in the club. They still make music similar to the music that they grew up on. They got drill, church music, gospel music. And that's the interesting part. It's like, we're stuck in time. How do you now push yourself outside of time? I want to know. That's what Stuck in America is about. pushing ourselves beyond time, pushing ourselves beyond what's in front of us. I said in my stories, some people are from the past, some people are from the future, but we all gather in the present. Meaning, like, you got some people living in the past, you got some people living in the future, but we're all here in the present, and there's nothing that you could do about that except for move accordingly. So two things. One, don't be so caught in the past that you can't move forward, and don't be so much in the forward or so much in the future that you can't live in the present. You know what I'm saying? So for me, like, the reason why I'm talking about church, it's a few videos I'm going to address. So one, the guy, he talk about Gorilla, right? And I'm going to post this on Monday or something. I don't know. We got Glow out this joint. This guy's preaching. Let me go.
There's this new gospel artist. Some of you might know her, some of you don't. But her name is Gloria Hallelujah Woods. Yes, she's from Memphis. She's from Memphis. Her name is Gloria Hallelujah Woods. Some of you might know her as Glorilla. Yes, Glorilla, Glorilla, yes. Glorilla has a song called Tomorrow. And she makes this statement that blesses me. She says, every day the sun don't shine, but that's why I love tomorrow. And
he said, if I can make it through tonight, into tomorrow, let me tell you something. I know some people that's been talking down on you, but let me tell you something. It get good tomorrow. Now, bro, come on now. So you ain't gonna listen to none of the other words? You ain't gonna listen to none of the other words, bro? Life is more than this gathering that they do on Sunday. And I just want to say that for some people that's, their life is stuck in the past because of what occurred to them in church. Come on, somebody. Some people's life is stuck in the present because they stuck in the church. And God want more for you than the church, because last time I checked, Abraham, I'm going to preach on stuck in America. Y'all better believe it. But Abraham, he was stuck in a place called Babylon, Mesopotamia. Now, y'all can go look that up, because in the land of Ur, talk to me, was a place where they had other gods, and they were the first writing of the people. Abraham had to leave that land, but his father made gods. Come on, somebody need to talk to me. And that was the time that he was living in, and God brought him into a different place. And when God brought him into a different place, he said, yo, look, check this out. I'm going to take you to a land. And God started prophesying. He said, in the future, your seeds will be as many as the sand. This is supposed to be a mini pod, but I need to speed this up. Let me tell you something. God is bigger than the present moment that you are living in, yo. And that's what this is about. That's what Stuck in America is about. It's not just the present moment. We're going to cover the present moment, but we're going to open up to the future. And, you know, and Ty Tribbett, I just want to say that I do agree with Ty Tribbett, right? And I don't know what y'all agree with. Do y'all think Ty Tribbett is right? Do y'all think that the church is whack, the institution of the church is whack? Then this other pastor, Mike, going to say, oh, yo, I'm going to rebuke him. And Pastor Mike is one of the most worldly or secular preachers, right? Because they preach about your friends. They preach about your enemies. They preach about, you know, everything except for, like, hardcore things that are in the Bible to talk about. But I just would like to say that I believe in the Word. I believe in the Bible. However, I do believe that it was oral stories being talked about before the Bible was written, right? Because Moses wrote Genesis at a time where the story has already been told in the Epic of Gilgamesh, that people be talking about that. Now, this, I ain't going to get too deep, but my point is, like, I believe that people wrote down what they were hearing, and not only hearing from people, but hearing from God too, right? So I'm not going to say it's all hogwash. However, I'm just saying that was the time. We can't live like how they was living as the children of Israel in Egypt. Neither can we act like everything that was happening in those days can be gospel, can be what it is. Now, what do you think, though? Do you think that the Bible is real? Do you think that these preachers nowadays are manipulating the people for profit? I'm going to let that go right there. Do you think that the institution of the church is whack, like he said? Do you think that, you know, because, like, how many times did Jesus talk about tithes? Come on now, somebody. How many times did Jesus talk about offering? The one time that I recall him talking about giving to God, he said, give unto Caesar was due unto Caesar, give unto God was due unto God. But what you give to God isn't necessarily, and Jesus got the money out of the water. You get what I'm saying? Everybody can't get their money out of water, right? So some people got to get their money through prophesying or whatever, but that part. But yo, do you think that Ty Tribbett is right? Do you think that the institution of the church is whack? Do you think that he's being a contradiction? Do you think that he's only saying this but to be cool on the Breakfast Club? But nevertheless, whatever you are into, whatever you believe, just know that you don't have to. And let me say this. This doesn't mean that I agree with Buddhism, Islam, none of these things, because they were all documents from oral stories of people talking and stories that happened over the times and the years. So that's important to recognize. But listen, if I go to church, and I will go to church, and I will go to the strip club, right? Because I believe that God is in both of those places. I believe God is in hell. God is in heaven. I believe God is in dark. I believe God is in the light. And I believe that there is manipulation. However, what they intended for your evil, God is going to turn it for good. That's all I got to say about the church stuff. And that's just it. That's just it right there. And peace out. This is Alo's work. And this is Stuck in America. Wake up, America. Peace.